You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And also, we have Walt, station manager here at CJAM as well.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Walter, it's great having you on air again. It's been a while since you've actually been on air, hasn't it? It's been like an hour?
An hour.
Maybe two.
It's been a joy to just be quiet and listen to you guys do your thing, you know.
Oh, usually people say it's a joy for us to be quiet, but we appreciate that.
Thanks, Walt.
And honestly, Walter, I always look forward to Pledge Drive because this is a time where I think not only the community, but I think the volunteers really show their appreciation for everything CJAM offers. And I think there's a lot of reasons for people to donate. The main thing, of course, being to maintain operation of the station in order for CJAM to continue existing. I'm just wondering, do you have any particular favorite Pledge Drive memories? Anything that really sticks out to you?
Yeah, I mean, to kind of add on to your point, I just love how, it definitely brings people together. I know there's been times where I've, took turns with Rosina, the Canadian Jam, where, you know, she would come on my show, Night Flights, and I would go on her show, you know? So, even back with the spring Pledge Drive, it was great seeing Willie Wilson in the house. That was the first time he was at the station since the COVID-19 pandemic. And just, even just seeing folks, being the plus one on people's programs, you know?
Yes.
And just being on the phone, waiting for the phone while, for example, Sarah with Dinner with Miles, she was doing her program and Willie was in the large production studio on standby waiting to pick up, the phone. So it's just like seeing that environment at CJAM to me, like, I love that, you know. So that, that one's a very recent memory, this spring Pledge Drive we just had. But the Rosina one, I think that was back in 2019, something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. What about you guys?
Well, I think for me, it's very similar. Just actually being able to meet a lot of other voices that I've never been able to place a face to. And, Dave, even though I'd seen you around the station, I think Pledge Drive time was about the first time I actually met you in person.
Oh, yeah. It was at one of the events, I think.
I believe so. I think it was an after Pledge Drive rap party, and then we actually met each other. And then, lo and behold, now we're doing a show together. but also just being able to meet wonderful people and actually just get away from just hearing a voice. But actually, I think building onto that thing I said earlier, that this is just not a radio station, but a campus community station. So you are building community with volunteers and also reaching out and talking about topics of importance with the community out there and being able to reach out and really connect with people. Like, as you said, Rosina was a huge one for me. I think that's what it is. It's honestly, there's so many good memories. They tend to bleed together. Although I do also think memories of Brady Holick being here, Carly Schweitzer, Graham Sylvester was another one as well.
Oh yeah. A lot of great moments of being on people's shows during Pledge Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then just during other times, because of that, we would get maybe appear on someone's show as a guest, or they'd come on ours. I'd say that's a big thing. It's kind of like a community within the community that's supporting the community. And there's a lot of great reasons to support CJAM during this time. We've been talking about them all night. We're going to talk a little bit more about them before we get to our final track for the night, and then Mark Casaubon takes over with Cowboys and Indies, a long-standing show here on the station.
Exactly. Someone that's been on air for over 30 years, so yeah. That's incredible.
And before we get into that, we're just going to run down what we heard. We heard a newer track there from Psychic Void's latest, Cemetery Eyes. We heard Back to Reality. Prior to that, we heard Golden Essers. We can't actually say the real name of the band. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. We heard the track In the Green,
which we hope to be by the end of the night if you continue donating, but we'll get back to that in just a moment.
New music from a Windsor group, Bog Moss, their latest single, Doesn't Matter. And this is from a forthcoming release that's going to be coming out, I think, in December. Features Anthony DeFazio, who plays in Tea Leaves, Anthony, also from Trophy Knife,
mm-hmm.
and Paula Taylor. And also a member, the bassist in Derek from Rally Estate, long-standing local musician. So they came together and they have this new group that's kind of like a noisy post-punk band. That's just a general description. They're a little different than that, but really interesting. And brand new music you're not going to hear anywhere else. That's an example. And then prior to that, we heard a couple more indie, newer indie rock stuff.
That's right. We heard from Brooklyn, New York's Hotline TNT from their latest release, Cartwheel, mixing together power pop and shoegaze music in a very unique way. We heard the track Out of Town. Prior to that, we heard Teenage Art Scene with the song Crystal. That's taken from their latest release, Pipes on the Inside. And we heard some music from Autogram before that, an album from earlier this year titled Music That Humans Can Play with the song Plastic Punks.
Actually, I believe it just came out like a month ago.
Amazing.
And then we had some obscure cuts there from The Cigarettes, based out of the UK in the late 70s and early 80s. We heard a track called Surrender, which was put out on this compilation called Will Damage Your Health in 2002, which compiled a bunch of recordings that were never released, including some John Peel sessions. So we heard the song Surrender, and then we started off with The Zeros, classic L.A. Punk band, well, played in the L.A. scene anyway. We heard Getting Nowhere Fast, a single from 1980, to start off that set. But we're almost done here.
Dave, I don't think I have anything to add. I think that's a great reason to donate to the station. And with that, I think this wraps up our 40th anniversary pledge drive edition of Revolution Rock.
Yeah, and let's do that. If you want more info, go to cgm.ca. We're going to end off with a new track from a local group here on Lines. We're going to hear Bad Idea to end off the program here on Revolution Rock. Thanks for tuning in and for your support.
Yeah. see you.